My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She is the president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. She has joined us to discuss many of the different twists and turns in the Obamacare debate, the latest of which was announced on Tuesday evening when the administration said it was not actually extending the enrollment deadline past March 31st, but it will allow about a half a month grace period to anyone who begins the enrollment process but hasn't finished it by the end of the month. And Grace Marie is here to offer her reaction to that, as well as other developments. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Well, I don't think this caught too many people by surprise, given the different deadline changes that we've already seen in different aspects of the law. But what's the significance of the administration making this change?
I think this is really one of the more audacious changes so far, because the committee, several committees in Congress, have been looking at all these delays and all these changes. And so Secretary Sebelius was asked point blank, will you extend the deadline past the March 31st enrollment date? And she said, no, we will not. And in a separate hearing said, we have legal authority to do that. But that's what they've done anyway. So they're basically going before Congress and saying that this is, that people have until March 31st. Well, clearly, they're not getting the enrollment that they wanted. Therefore, they're going to ask people, well, did you try to enroll? Did you have any trouble? And if so, then we'll extend the deadline for you. Rules mean nothing to this administration.
Grace Marie, in terms of the numbers, we know that they claim they've had over 5 million enrollments now, but of course we don't know how many of those folks have actually paid their first month premium, which is perhaps the more important number. Where do you think that number is, and do you think another 2 weeks or so is going to make that big of a difference?
I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference, because most importantly, most of the people who are uninsured, which is, of course, the whole reason we passed this law, right? Most of the people who are uninsured are saying, I don't want this insurance. It's too expensive, high deductibles, it's too much of a hassle to enroll, but they're not getting the insured. And I think that's going to be a big problem for them. And one of the reasons that they're not releasing the data on how many people of those 5 million are newly insured. Because remember, the administration callously canceled policies of people in the individual market and also in the small group market, and then driving them into the exchanges. So about at least 75% of the people in the exchanges of the 5 million are people who already had health insurance. It was canceled because of Obamacare, and they were herded into the exchanges. So then you have the question of, okay, how many of the uninsured are actually newly enrolled, and then how many of them are actually paying their premiums? The people who were driven out of their coverage are much more likely to be paying the premiums. The uninsured, much less so. So there is a lot of data, and when the federal government runs this and is holding on to this information so that taxpayers who are paying for all of this can't find out how the law is working, then you begin to wonder, what kind of a country are we living in? This is crazy, Greg.
Grace Marie, Kathleen Sebelius claimed before Congress, and I believe her statements have been pretty consistent on this, is she has no idea how many people have actually paid their premiums. Do you believe that? And is there any way to verify what that number really is?
I don't believe that she doesn't know. She hides behind the fact that they just don't have any way of knowing that. Part of it is because the website is still not built as far as being able to allow people to pay. But I think if they knew and if that were a big number, we would hear about it. So what the House of Representatives is doing, it has sent a letter to all of the major health insurance companies that are participating in the exchanges and said, would you please tell us, as members of Congress, of the people who have enrolled, how many people are actually paying their premiums. So it's a much more cumbersome way of doing it, but the House of Representatives is trying through a different route to find that information, and I expect we will hear about it as soon as they get that data from the insurance company.
The statistics in terms of the ages of people who are signing up, that's a big deal here because, of course, they want the younger, healthier people to sign up in large enough numbers, about 40%, so that'll defray the costs of the medical care needed by the older and less healthy people. They were shooting for about 40%. The latest numbers I saw were around 25%. Is that accurate as far as you know?
Absolutely. And young people have figured this out. Not only are these policies much more generous than anything that they need or want, but the law requires them to pay a disproportionately high premium so that older people can pay less, sort of trying to balance out the cost of the premiums between the young and the old. They're not going there. They may go to the website. They may even put their name in the website. But are they going to pay those premiums? And by the way, are they going to pay the premiums for the rest of their lives? This is not something that is just, you know, 1 month or going to the polls. This is just consistently have to pay these premiums of hundreds of dollars a month. And young people also, because of this, they get a smaller subsidy for a whole lot of reasons because of this complex formula. So they're getting less of the subsidies, they have to pay more, and they have to buy health insurance that's much more generous. Well, they're making a rational decision, and they're not signing up.
Grace Murray, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid thinks he might have put his finger on the problem here. He says that the reason more people aren't signing up is because they don't know how to use the Internet. What's your reaction to that?
I think we may know somebody who doesn't know how to use the Internet. And first of all, they have lots of other options. They have a hotline, the 1-800-whatever-healthcare.gov telephone number. They've got people in kiosks all over. They've got lots of people that can help them. But that's not quite as bad as calling the American people liars when they say that they've been harmed by Obamacare. But it shows how completely out of touch Senate Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid is with the real world and what real people are dealing with in trying to figure out how to deal with these exchanges.
Grace Murray, we'll be watching. We'll see what the next twist in this whole saga is. As always, thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much, Greg. A pleasure.
Grace Murray Turner is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.